Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Wednesday, December 17th, 2025. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Backblaze. Leading off today, rounding out our coverage of Apple software updates this week is tvOS 26.2. This update makes key changes to the Profiles feature on your Apple TV. Profiles first launched on Apple TV several years ago, but only recently has tvOS started making them a core feature for users. With the first release of tvOS 26, Apple made Profile Selection the first screen you see when you turn on your Apple TV. The changes in tvOS 26.2 aim to make profiles more accessible and more useful than before. First, you can now create user profiles without tying them to a specific Apple account. This is great in a variety of scenarios, such as making new profiles for guests or children in your household. Previously, adding a profile required an entire Apple account to set it up, whether you are using family sharing or just your own individual Apple account. tvOS 26.2 makes that process significantly easier. The other changes in tvOS 26.2 focus on kids' profiles. You can now configure content rating restrictions when setting up a profile for a child. This will ensure that Apple's TV app only shows TV shows and movies that are age appropriate per your choices. You can update your Apple TV to tvOS 26.2 by going to the Settings app and looking for the Software Update option. Next up today, you'll soon be able to ask ChatGPT to quickly create Apple Music playlists, among other things. OpenAI first launched its Apps in ChatGPT platform last October with a first round of partnerships including the likes of Spotify, Booking.com, and Zillow. But now OpenAI has announced a dramatic increase in the selection of third-party apps that can integrate with ChatGPT. Those include Adobe, Airtable, Lovable, OpenTable, Salesforce, Apple Music, and others. While OpenAI hasn't shared many specific details about how the Apple Music integration into ChatGPT will work, it'll most likely work similarly to how Spotify works today. Typically, how this feature works is that you can start a message to ChatGPT, but begin that message with the name of an available app. So, for the example of Spotify, you can say something like, "Spotify, make a playlist for my party this Friday." ChatGPT can automatically surface the app in your chat and use relevant context to help you make that playlist. The Apple Music integration will almost certainly work the same way. You'll be able to send natural language prompts to ChatGPT to control your Apple Music library, including things like making playlists. You can also use natural language search to let ChatGPT handle the heavy lifting to find things you can't fully recall. It's easy to see how this LLM infusion with Apple Music will make it easier to do things like create playlists, find what you're looking for, and otherwise manipulate your Apple Music library. We'll just have to wait for the feature to officially launch to know exactly how it works. Running out today, it's going to be an exciting 2 years for iPhone users. A new report from The Information details the 8 new iPhones in the works inside Apple, including the highly anticipated iPhone Fold and iPhone 20. First, the report says the iPhone 17e is expected to launch in spring 2026, which will be an incremental update from the iPhone 16e. The one change here will be that we'll get MagSafe support for wireless charging and other magnetic accessories. Second, Apple is working on the iPhone 18 Pro and Pro Max for fall 2026. The report says that these phones will feature an under-display Face ID sensor, and the front-facing camera will be relocated to the top left corner of the screen. These phones will also have a mechanical aperture for at least one of the cameras, which will be able to capture more light at night while preventing washed-out photos during the day. The overall appearance of the iPhone 18 Pro will be similar to that of the iPhone 17 Pro. The phones will also use a new chip technology from TSMC that puts the memory chips closer to the iPhone's core processor to improve efficiency. Next, Apple is working on the iPhone Fold, set for a release in fall 2026. The iPhone Fold will have an aspect ratio similar to the iPad when unfolded, with a 7.7-inch display. When folded, the device will measure 5.3 inches. For spring 2027, Apple is preparing the base model iPhone 18. This is also described as an incremental update, but one change will be that Apple's removing the haptic feedback and touch sensing controls from the camera control. The new iPhone 18e is also set for spring 2027, but the information says it doesn't yet know much about this device. The iPhone Air 2 is still in development for spring 2027. The report says Apple has gone back to the drawing board and is redesigning the iPhone Air because of the first model's poor sales. This includes adding a second camera and potentially making the second generation version cheaper. Finally, Apple is working on the iPhone 20 for fall 2027. Bloomberg previously reported on Apple's plans for a bold new design for the 20th anniversary iPhone, saying it will make more extensive use of glass. The information says the curved glass enclosure on the front and the back and along all four edges will enable a screen without the black frame that typically surrounds it. So, a screen with no bezels. Instead of a full metal frame, there's only a narrow metal band running around the midpoint of the iPhone 20's edge where the buttons sit. Apple also plans to put the phone's selfie camera under the display, which would make it the first iPhone with a full edge-to-edge display and no cutouts. Of course, these are rumors, and some of the products are still 2 years away, so there's plenty of time for Apple's plans to change, but the roadmap right now does look pretty exciting. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.